This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Fish Cakes, EB, and JP. Said we were going to give away the Caps tickets in the last hour. What we'll do is give them away right now. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. You'll get two tickets to the Washington Capitals game versus the Maple Leafs. That's coming up Saturday, December 17th at 7 p.m., Capital One Arena. The Capitals Holiday Pack is back. You can get two tickets, two games, plus a special TJ Snowshoe Holiday Gnome starting at only $189. For more info, visit washcaps.com/holidaypacks or call 202-266-CAPS. So caller 10 at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you with the tickets. So the breaking news in Major League Baseball was Aaron Judge will remain a Yankee.
There was some speculation, right, that they were going to lose him.
The Giants put in an offer.
Early players.
Yep.
Then Jason was talking about him flying out to San Diego within the last couple days, potentially.
He went to the Tampa game, so he was at the Monday night game, but I thought he was flying out to San Diego to meet face-to-face with some of these people. Now, remember, the Yankees had tried to extend Judge during the regular season by offering him a seven-year deal for, I think it was $230 million.
It
was like right around $230.
Yep.
And obviously he said, no, I'm banking on myself, had an historic year. So he gets another, you know, 3 years or 2 years and $140 million extra dollars on his contract.
That worked out for him, I would say.
So he gets $360 overnight. The rumor was, and the thought or the theory was that, see, he and Anthony Rizzo are really tight. And Anthony Rizzo signed the 2-year extension with the Yankees, you know, weeks ago. And that the thought was, okay, if Rizzo's staying, he's probably going to stay. Now, I'm sure that those other teams were in play just for leverage, and I'm sure the Giants put a good offer in. I'm not sure what it was, but 9 years, $360 for Judge, who's 30 years old. But if you look at four of the top six free agents right now that have already signed, DeGrom, Verlander, Judge, and Trebe, they signed for a combined $931 million.
Wow.
Four players.
Well, look, he bet on himself. Oftentimes players,
I mean, the money's just so dumb.
Will take the first guaranteed deal offer that's worth a lot. The first offer, which you mentioned, was about $32 million a year. Bet on himself, he's going to make $40 million a year.
He
got another
payroll.
2 years.
What is that payroll going to look like?
I mean, it's irrelevant, I guess. Same as it is every year.
I guess they just don't care.
You know, the graph, which sucks, is if you look at the Nats payroll year by year.
Right.
It's been just a steady decline for like 5 or 6 years now.
Well, again, we have to just kind of wait and see who the next player is.
Well, there's no reason for you to spend a boatload of money when you know you're going to be bad, right? You got to, if you're a team like the Nats, where you do have some budgetary threshold, you're willing to spend money, but you want to spend money in smartly. You want to spend money in years where you're going to be competitive, right? So, I mean, I get it.
I mean, their opening day payroll in 2022, the Nats, was $135 million.
And opening,
opening day. The Dodgers' opening day payroll was $285. The Mets was $266. The Yankees was $236.
Yeah, so it's double. But then, you know, the Nats are just hoping that the C.J. Abrams and the Josiah Grays and Ruiz and all those guys become really good, and if not All-Stars.
Where does that in sort of total contract value put him now? I can't keep track of the salaries and the Bryce deal and all the big time deals.
I mean, it's $40 million per year. There. That's the big. Yeah.
But I like the total because in baseball you get the total. So his total is $360 million, right?
Yeah,
over 9 years. What did
Trout signed? Trout signed an extension that I think put him in the $400 million.
$400 million,
yeah, something like
and
that.
And didn't Stanton at one point get like $350 million?
Something. It was like $325 million or $350 million.
That feels like 10 years ago or so.
Yeah,
when he got that.
But if you're just talking about
total dollars,
Robbie Cano got a big deal.
Is anybody making?
Nothing touches what they're getting now.
With Bryce, they were talking about $500 million. Remember, he ended up getting $300 million or something. Didn't they talk about 500? That was
he got 330, I think.
But that wasn't that the talk?
His years were longer too. Like he
got like 13, 14.
His AAV wasn't as high, nearly as high.
Well, the next target will be let's see what Juan gets in 2 years.
Right,
that'll be the next.
But Juan slipped a little bit this year. You know, didn't
he
do great.
He did, but he's still going to be.
Everybody knows he's a superstar.
He'll still be the highest paid player in that class.
Well, then the other one is my guy from the Angels.
Oh.
The Japanese
Otani.
Yeah. That's gonna be the guy, right?
He signed. He got the 1 year deal, but
he got 1 year like $30+ million, I think.
But in terms of annual, Max I think has the highest at 44,
uh-huh.
And Verlander's at 40, pretty close to 44, both with the Mets. And now Judge is at 40,
right?
Yeah.
All right, real quick, let's go bang on a couple of these calls. I know some people want to chime in. If you want to chime in on the Judge deal, you can. Let's go to Jeff in Ashburn. Jeff, what's up, buddy? You on with the Junkies?
Morning, Junkies. How you doing today?
Hello,
hey,
Jeff.
Good.
I apologize if I my speech breaks up or slurs. I have a little bit of an episode here, but anyway, I'll be slow down and talk more clearly. I wanted to talk about the steroids.
Yeah,
I have about 40 years' experience as a powerlifter.
Okay.
I had to make a decision several times over the course of those years as to whether I wanted to go on steroids or not. I had to make a decision when I was in college whether I wanted to. And each time I decided not to.
Right.
Not for any moral high ground or anything like that. Just, I would like you, E.B., I was a little afraid of the physical effects.
Yeah.
And at the time I was most heavily into it in my college and in post-college days.
Right.
The oral steroids were the preferred method.
Uh-huh.
And the oral steroids are very hard on your liver.
Right.
The injectables bypass the liver. So they are somewhat, I'll say somewhat safer, although I wouldn't, you know, swear to that.
Yeah.
But although I was a powerlifter, I was, you know, lifting for a reasonable physique as well. And it worked out pretty well for me over the years. I have, like UEB, I have a date. I got a specific date, but when I lifted in the
your peak
American Drug-Free American Drug-Free Ohio State Championship, I was 226 pounds, and it was the best shape I was ever in.
Right.
I'm about 6 feet. I ordinarily lifted in the 242 class. I sometimes lifted in 275. I seldom got over about 260. But in my
What did you end up taking? And did you?
I took nothing. No, I had to make a decision. Like
you
said,
decision. So you never did. Okay, good for you.
I never did.
Yeah.
But I got good results. I trained hard. I trained for a lot of years. You know, cumulatively. And like you say, I had the one day where, you know, I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, "Damn, you look good."
Good for you. We don't have those days anymore. It sucks.
No. I had the 52-inch chest. And 20-inch arms for a while.
Right.
So, you could do it.
I have 20-inch arms, and I put both of them together.
Yeah, right. Hey, Jeff, thank you, buddy. Thank you. Congrats.
Yeah. You can do it without the drugs. Yeah. You can do it without the drugs.
Yeah, sure. For sure. You can bulk up. It's just it's a lot of work. Hell, my buddy Horsey did it.
Back to the Nationals, I just looked at their payroll starting in 2018, where they were fifth in Major League Baseball with $181 million. 2019, it dropped to $154 million. Now take 2020 out because that's the COVID year.
Mm-hmm.
Then it dropped to $130 million last season. And next year, it's projected right now at $79
million. Wow.
There aren't that many lower than that.
$80 million projected for 2023.
And just 4 years ago, it was $181 million.
Man, that's serious cost-cutting going on.
Yeah.
Right,
but look, it's been a steady decline, 181 to 154.
Yeah.
I'll skip the COVID year, 154 to 130, and 130 to 79.
It's a pretty steep drop-off.
And a big portion of that, 79?
Yeah.
Is Strasburg.
Right.
Yep.
All right, let's go to Anna in Annapolis. Hey, Anna.
Thirsty Anna.
Thirsty Anna.
Oh, it's Tiger
Hi,
Week.
Boys.
It's Tiger Week.
It is Tiger Week.
I can sniff it out, right? I'm coming back. I haven't talked to you guys since the Cal Ripken event.
It has been a while.
You saw a couple of the guys there.
Yep, that was a good
time. You guys go on your trip? They actually bid on a trip. I can't remember where it was to, and they won
Riviera
the bid.
Maya.
Yeah.
Mexico. We were big winners. My husband says I shouldn't say we were winners. We just paid the
You're
most.
You paid for it, right.
It's a good point. Right. You did have to pay.
I want to say they bid like $6,000 or $7,000.
That's what happens when she's married to the Tony Soprano of Annapolis. These things happen.
Here's the thing. We do it for the kids. I think we sent a whole bunch of kids to camp. Mm-hmm. So if I have to go to Mexico to send some kids to camp,
hey,
I'm happy to help.
Chop up this call and send it to EB's mom.
Right.
Okay. That's our credit for this.
Bit.
Okay.
All right.
Let's
call
mom here.
Good idea.
No,
we haven't booked yet.
We don't travel in the summer, and the biggest window of opportunity they have is to go in the summer. So
gotcha.
We got to figure that out. We'll get it straight. But anyway, so I've worked in pharmaceuticals for a long time, and one of the runs that I had was selling HGH, right? Mm-hmm. So this is like I don't want to call it a modern-day steroid, but it's like the cleanest version of what anybody that, like, you know, especially people with money that look really good, especially like actors and actresses that look like amazing. You're like, how do they do that?
Right, of course.
It has nothing to do with steroids. They're on HGH.
Right.
So I sold it for kids, right? Who, before their bones fuse, it helps them to grow, a legit thing. But where a lot of my bank would come from, you would see a ton of scripts come out of anywhere where there was a lot of money. So, you know, like Bethesda, there would be a ton of it, a lot of it out of D.C., and it's people paying cash.
Adina.
because it becomes like a super protein as you get older when you don't need it for growth. And so that's what a lot of that is. So people like The Rock and Conor McGregor, like maybe there's some of that, but of course, like those guys are wanting it for different
Everyone
reasons.
In Hollywood is on growth hormone. Are you kidding?
Yeah. HGH, 100%.
Of course, of course.
It's a lot.
You can see it at the beach. It gets so frustrating. I sit there and I see all these guys at the beach. I pick them out, every single one of them. So annoying.
Well, you could do it. Like, you could do it naturally and you work hard. A lot of it's, you
really,
know, like,
really
the
hard.
Diet.
No one has time. My buddy, Horsey, we all know.
Horsey.
He has no kids. Mm-hmm. His wife is basically a personal trainer. And they dedicated like a year of their life to be in this event. And they got shredded. They had nutritionists. They were at the gym 100 hours, and you can do it.
Yep.
And they did it at an old age, you know, like at like 47, 48, whatever the hell it was.
Yep. And they went to compete.
They went and they competed.
What was that? In like Indianapolis?
Oh my God.
Or whatever.
A couple?
And
like
they looked great.
As a couple?
Yes.
They did it. They
did my God.
But they got nothing else. I mean, they got no kids.
They got nothing. Literally nothing.
I mean, they don't even have
otherwise.
A dog.
Yeah.
I mean, they got nothing else to do besides work out.
That's the only way you can do
it. Drab's trying to see if he can get a script.
I know. My
Drab wants to do HGH.
Anna, she may be able to hook you.
We're gonna put it on our Amazon wish list. HGH.
Yeah, you gotta have cash. It could run. It's been a couple of years since I did it, but I remember anywhere from like 20 to like $100,000 a year.
I mean,
it's a lot.
Listen, there's a guy I know very, very well, and he's been doing it forever. And he looks he has the body like The Rock.
What are the side effects? Are there side effects?
I mean, they're definitely, you got to do it under doctor's notice. You know, I don't want
to. You want to have a doctor? I don't think there's, like I said, it's probably been like 15 years since I sold it.
Copay covered?
It's nothing like, it's nothing like steroids. It's nothing like what steroids will do to you, like that guy called before, and it destroys your liver. Like, the drug that I sell now is for patients with kidney disease, and sometimes early kidney disease, they'll do a steroid run with these people, and they hate it. Just like a couple months, it wrecks you.
Yeah.
Everything you can do it.
I am, you owe me with my liver and my kidneys.
My son is very open. He's talked about it. He said when he gets to be my age, 100% he's taking growth hormone. He's already calling
his shot.
He'll
probably be able to buy it like over the counter at that point.
Yeah, yeah. There's no deal.
My husband's y'all's age. He's, you know, the same thing, but he keeps it tight. It's not like perfect, but it's definitely like manageable. You just have to be committed to it.
I think Anna's husband's on HGH.
No chance.
I see all those shirtless boat pics. He's flexing his pecs all the time.
Yeah.
On clutch.
Yeah, on clutch. Yeah, those abs are clutch.
He's pretty clutch. When you own your own business, you've got the time to go to the gym and you have a wife that cooks right and takes good care of you. You can keep it tight without HGH.
You can't have that many boat drinks and not be flabby.
Don't you just envision, or is it just me? Anna, thirsty Anna and her husband and those boat trips and some swinging going on.
Captain Stabbing seems left.
You're going
Whatever.
Below deck.
you guys live in a fantasy world of
Valdez
craziness.
There's just a lot of sexual innuendos on those boat picks.
Right?
Yeah.
We just have a good time. Yeah, There's no innuendo. We have a good crew of people that hang out. Annapolis is a party town. We just fit in really well with that. That's all. But there's nothing ridiculous.
Well, especially when you got a big-ass house on the water. I mean, that's all.
Yeah, what's it like being rich? I'd like to know. What's it like being just dumb rich?
Hey, those motors are worth more than your house.
You're right. They probably are.
You know, Valdez, he's looking for a new one. Like, he's thirsty for a new one because everybody now, we have 400s, three 400s. And when we bought ours, it came with 450s, but they weren't under warranty. And now they're under warranty, and the next one they can.
Talking about rich people problems. Talking about their boat engines.
She's making me horny with all this motor talk.
Okay, she's boat racing our portfolio as we speak.
Drab's only thinking about one motorboat with Anna.
About a different motor. I get it. The whole thing. All right, Anna, we gotta run.
All right, love you guys. Bye.
All right, love you too.
She does run with, though, kind of a party crew, because Jason and I took pictures with her and then, like, her friends.
Yeah, they just party and spend all their money.
Never heard of the term the elite? There you go.
Yeah. It's the Annapolis elite.
I'm jealous of it.
The Annapolis Illuminati.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, coming up next, we'll open up EB's entertainment page here on The Fan.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington. Hope you can join me tonight in the Kentlands in Gaithersburg. I'll be at Burton's Grill. They just opened. Awesome spot. Great happy hour. $6 cocktails, $7 apps. I'll have 10 copies of Still Barking with me, just hanging out, signing some books. Should be a good time. So that's at Burton's Grill tonight, 5 to 7. Right now, we open up the entertainment page brought to you by Steven Singer Jewelers. He is the most hated jeweler in America, but he's not in the jewelry business. He's in the love business. Steven Singer Jewelers, it's the easiest and smartest way to celebrate the real love of your life with real diamonds from a real jeweler you can trust. Go to IHateStevenSinger.com.
Speaking of grilling, I think I'm going to grill out tonight because it's going to be in the 60s.
Mm, okay, good.
I think I'm going to grill out.
What is the dish?
I'm going to do burgers on the grill.
Turkey burgers.
But I'm going to have to do it at about 4. Dinner's going to be early. Dinner's going to be about 4:45, 5 o'clock. I'll fire up the grill around 4 cakes just for you.
I appreciate that.
Turkey.
I like the early grill
hustle.
Well,
it gets dark. So, I don't want to grill out when it's
chicken,
dark.
Turkey,
have you gotten
I'm going to grill out
turkey,
around 4 o'clock.
Hamburger.
Have you gotten used to the empty nesting?
No.
Cakes has that this year for the first time, right?
Yeah, I do not like it.
So it's just a lot quieter at dinner.
It's just depressing.
It sucks not having your kids
in
your house.
I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to December 11th when my kids come home for a month.
Yeah.
You look forward to that. I live for it.
Yep. Correct.
I live for it.
I agree.
And that's
mean,
why I tell all. That's why I tell all parents, younger parents who have younger kids, like the Drabs of the world, take advantage. I know it's a pain in the ass because they keep you up and they want you got to take them out and strollers and all this stuff. But take advantage of those days, my friend, because when they're out of the house, Depressionville.
I think I haven't reached out, but I still have one at home.
Dinner's at 4 o'clock. Yeah, you're different.
I still have one at home.
Yeah,
so
that helps.
I'll have one at home for a long while.
Yeah, you're good. You got a long runway over there.
Still got 12 more grades to go.
Yeah, that's a lot of grades.
Kindergarten, 12 more grades to go.
I will say, I think it makes it easier too with, like we said, talk about, you know, with FaceTime and all that stuff. Like, we were home with my daughter last night for like 2 hours, just hanging out, talking, chilling. You know.
Right.
Now my son doesn't do that. My son didn't barely get a word in edgewise.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how I would deal with having kids that are further away in college. You know, if my kids went to Tennessee or if they went to Georgia or if they went, you know, West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know how I would handle that.
I think it's going to be awkward for me, who's the depressing music, is my daughter's working in Boston this summer.
In Boston.
So she's not going to be home.
Still making you laugh.
Oh, it will never not make me laugh.
Where will your son be?
My son, we don't know. He'll probably be at home.
Okay, so you'll have him back.
In the gym.
Yeah.
Just getting swole.
Taking
getting
HGH.
But
your daughter will be in Boston.
She'll be
right?
in Boston.
So you won't see her much, right?
So for 3 months. And I'll be a little bit concerned because she won't be with her friend group. She'll be there herself.
Right.
So I'm going to make sure she's straight.
Yeah.
So that'll be a little bit of...
It's a lot on... It's
a little bit of anxiety.
A lot on the mind, my friend.
But more than anything, I'm bitter because I'm paying rent in Boston and I'm paying rent in Ithaca. And of course, I'm paying my mortgage.
You're double dipping with rent? That's no bueno.
Isn't that so dumb?
Sure. It stinks.
I know.
So dumb.
Well, I told my daughter after she graduates, she wants to live in Arlington or Clarendon.
Yeah.
I said, no. I did the Dikembe. I said, you're staying at home and you're saving money because I'm not, because I know I'd be paying for it after she graduates.
Yeah.
And what are those places in Arlington? $2,500 a month?
Probably more.
Whatever it is. I mean, I said, no.
I'll tell you a funny story.
But she will have a job, though.
Yeah.
Can't she pay with her job?
I mean, I don't know. How do I know she's going to be making?
I mean, she's graduating college. Get a job if she wants to move.
Once she starts making money.
But I think you got to bank the money first. I don't think you can just go from graduation to...
Every family does it different.
When she's in Arlington, are you going to use the 360 app still?
Yep.
Lifetime. She's doomed.
Till I die.
She's doomed. My buddy, who lives, I won't say who he is, but he was considering selling his house and then just buying one of these really nice, like, three-bedroom condos in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'll sell my house. And I'll just cash all that I've made off it. And I'll just live in the nice.
Uh-huh.
And it would, because he's only here for, they want 10 grand a month.
Oh.
10 grand a month for rent.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
Goes, who's paying
that is absurd.
10 grand a month? And this guy can afford it, but he's like, 10 grand a month. I'm not
sure. I'd love to know what these places are right here.
These shoe boxes right that here. Are $3,500 a month.
They're probably 4 grand.
They right have there. To be.
Studio, 600 square feet, it's like $3,500 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why my daughter.
How are you living?
My daughter wouldn't be able to pay for it. I mean, was she going to make 100 grand out of college?
Are all the people living down here near the studio, are they all like trust fund kids?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
Rent poor.
Just young professionals making good money.
Making good money, but you're pouring 4K of it every month into your rent? It seems a little
prohibitive. Maybe they got rich parents. Who knows?
Might. If you're living here, you might not need a car.
You know what it also tells me? If they're living down here. Zippy in their 401k. Zippy in their 401k.
Well, zippy and savings.
Above their means.
You'd be stunned.
Probably what they're doing.
And not to, I mean, you know, 401k, you're at the mercy of the market, you know, who doesn't guarantee anything. But you'd be stunned at the number of people our age that
who don't
have peanuts or nothing in their 401k.
Oh, I wouldn't be stunned by it.
I'm stunned by it because
I've seen the numbers.
They live in, like, nice homes. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's people in my neighborhood that I know that have felt in their 401ks, felt like ROM level 401ks, like nothing.
Right.
But they're living what appears to be a semi-opulent lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing?
Right.
You're gonna work till you're 90. Are you gonna work till you're 90?
Well, even up with the Joneses.
Their mentality is, I'll deal with that then. That's
no one. Okay.
There's no planning.
We're all gonna be dead. All right. Let me do a few EP stories. Here.
Well, if I'm not dead, I need something to live on.
Yeah. That's why I need the cash and the cakes classic tonight. I need the chips.
Hero.
That's why I got FanDuel accounts.
Valdez, the ratings down from last year on a Golf Channel. Are you surprised
by this?
Ratings
are down for what?
The Hero.
For the Hero.
This is actually stunning to hear how down the numbers are.
Because Tiger wasn't there.
This past year. Mm. Not just that.
That's a big reason.
But there's a lot of speculation that the LIV golfers that are in the Hero World Challenge that aren't playing in it anymore, that people just aren't watching it. Yeah, they're just not watching it.
I'm going to say it's mostly the Tiger. I hear what you're saying. I'm not trying to invalidate it, but I feel like it's mostly Tiger-driven.
People tune in to see DeChambeau crush the ball, and they don't have that novelty anymore. At least some golf fans.
Oh, because you're saying, because none of the LIV golfers
were
there.
Yeah, none of the LIV golfers are playing
in it. Anybody else to offset it,
right?
Other than like JT. And
you guys might also be overestimating how popular DeChambeau is.
I think a little bit. I think the real story here about, in my opinion, I think that's a valid point. But the Tiger just moves the needle unlike anyone else.
True.
So ratings
and there
are down,
were some huge names in the Hero.
Ratings were down 26% on Thursday, 32% on Friday, and 30% on Saturday. So a third of the audience from last year didn't tune in basically.
And I'm guessing
every day.
Well, I got to be honest with you.
The audience from last year can't be massive.
I watched little bit of it on Friday. But I didn't watch any on Saturday or Sunday.
I didn't watch.
Because I'm just watching Championship Week on Saturday and watching NFL on Sunday.
I'll be honest, I did not watch.
Now, if Tiger was playing, I probably would have tuned in a little bit more.
For sure.
But there was huge names in the Hero.
There are, but Justin Thomas, I like to watch him in a major, but I don't need to watch him in a hit and giggle.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, if you're a golf geek, you're going to watch
giggle.
It.
Yeah. But I'll watch Tiger on anything. I watch Tiger, although I don't think I am out on
you'll
the match.
Watch him on the practice range.
Oh, I
know you'll watch him on the practice range.
I love range stuff.
I was examining his wedge shots at the Hero on Wednesday. Uh-huh. Analyzing
his forward press. Was he holding his finish?
And look, a little shaky.
His whole deal is, at least what he's claiming, and maybe it's a good thing for your ego. It's a good thing to. He's like, I can hit the ball. I just can't walk.
Yeah, right.
That's his whole thing. And so that's a good, way to manage your ego.
It's kind of important.
But you know, we talked about it. Why would he take the cart? You know, I believe he was one of those guys who was staunchly against Casey Martin.
Sure.
30 years ago, and so he can't go back on that.
Yes, correct.
He can't.
It's all coming full circle.
Jason, are you going to give me props for showing some resilience and strength when you asked me, "Am I going to be in the golf pool in 2023?" And I said, "Nope."
I think it's a poor life decision that you're not, but it is what it is.
It's actually a pretty good life decision.
I can't wait until
keep three bills in my pocket.
I can't wait till my three golf pools start in January.
All right, I want to give you guys a chance. There's just no way you're going to get this.
Oh, I like the challenge.
All right, so they have Time Magazine has their. You might get one of them. Okay,
Person of the Year.
They have their Entertainer of the Year. They have their Athlete of the Year, and they have their Icon of the Year. I'm certain, I'm certain you're not going to get
No clue.
All right, so let's go for Entertainer of the Year. Just hazard a guess.
Have we heard of this person?
I haven't.
Male or female?
It looks like it's a group. Is that right? It looks like there's four people. I've literally never heard of it. Oh. I have no idea.
What's the first letter?
A B.
BTS?
No, but I think
that's like a BTS. Like a career.
They got more. They got that's more than four.
I think actually a good.
Yeah, don't they have 10 or something? I don't know. Eight
how
or 10?
Many people
how
are
about
BTS?
If I gave you the first three letters?
Okay.
BLA. BLAC.
Black.
Black.
K.
Black.
Black
Mamba.
Lives Matter.
Black. P. I.
Black pigs.
See, no one knows. Black pink. Do you even know what Blackpink is?
I've heard
that's
that.
That's the Entertainer of the Year.
I don't know what it is.
Entertainer of the Year, according to Time Magazine.
I don't know what Blackpink is.
I'll have to look this
up. They're a K-pop group.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea.
BTS was a really good guess.
Yes, it was a really good guess.
All right.
Is Blackpink a female group or
male
group?
Yeah, it looks like female group. Yeah. All right, so then they have their Icon of the Year.
No have idea.
This is just so silly. I don't even know why this person's famous. Do you know why this person's famous? Michelle Yeo? Do you know who that is?
Nope.
Thanks, okay. Likes Dio, not Yeo.
Dio, way greater than sign Yeo.
So everybody,
she's a Malaysian actress.
Does she sing Man on the Silver Mountain? I don't think so.
Holy Diver.
Holy Diver is amazing.
And I don't think there's any shame in that, although the stupid account EB doesn't know will put all this in there. your sportsman of the year, your athlete of the year is.
Give us,
care to guess?
Hold on, give us.
I don't want to get. I don't want to get.
Well, it should be Devontae Adams because he's crushing right now.
Athlete of the year.
Is it one of the big four sports in America?
One of the big four sports. All right, so it's a good choice.
Rams won the Super Bowl. No chance. Anybody there?
It's not Verlander.
Nah.
Ovi?
I mean, I might double down on the whole Steph Curry thing.
Was it Judge?
Judge.
Oh, wow.
Ah. Good, Judge good makes sense,
well, he
right?
did hit the 62.
Yeah, he hit the 62. I think that's a great one. I got no
I've never heard of
that.
Michelle Yeoh.
She's an actress.
Yeah, I have no
Let me
idea.
See who Michelle
is. Familiar.
I know we got to go break.
Is it Y-I-O? Well, how do you spell her last name?
Y-E-O-H. Oh. I don't know anything about her.
Don't know one thing about that person.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go real quick. Let's go to John in Mechanicsville. John, what's up, buddy? Our buddy John DePomp.
Hello, John.
Pal.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
We're
doing
all right, well. How are you?
Good, good.
I was hyping up those crumble cookies the other day. Pecan.
So silly.
He was hyping up pecan pie cookies.
Who doesn't like pecan pie?
Oh, it's delicious.
They were so legit. I said crumble cookies should be the company of the year. Time magazine. They are pummeling my gut. I'm going to look like drab soon.
My daughter does.
What, you're balding?
Well, that's why I was calling, okay? You want to know who the GOAT producer is? Brett Oliverio, GOAT producer.
Brett
ever stays for you guys. You put picture of Brett, big fat thighs, pummeling that little horse, Brett right. wearing the goggles, looking like the stupidest person I've ever seen, and he had no problem. Drab has a little bit of an unflattering photo, and he won't let you tweet it out.
Oh, he's very upset with you.
You're talking about a photo from 2008. There's 10 billion people on Twitter.
Go ahead.
I mean, I saw some
Did
people
tweeting
about
Did you know he was going to attack you?
Like I've never done anything, embarrassing for the sake of the show.
Well, you certainly have for Dukes' show. You got naked all the time
you know what?
In that show.
Hey, Drabby, you always say the Junks are mailing it in this phase in the career. I think you're mailing it in, too.
No, you just
How
want a
dare
John.
You?
You just, yeah. No, I don't want a big fat photo of me. I've had plenty of those out there.
There's
shirtless.
There's a lot of naked stuff.
Go through the collection. There's plenty of them out there to find.
Yeah.
I don't need you getting your rocks off on my body.
Whatever. I am. Right. That Valdez gets his rocks off talking to Anna. I get my rocks off looking at Matt.
It's a good thing. All right. Thank you, John. We'll leave him that note. Thank you.
I love you.
John was just breaking the balls? Was that a planted call?
No, he texted me and said, I want to Joan on the guys.
Ah. Well, I guess you're included in the guys.
VIP, take this call as soon as possible.
Really smart. Really smart. Because if he had texted, say, I want to Joan on you.
He would have. He ain't getting through.
Drab would have put "Do not pick up."
Did he really hurt the relationship right there? He was.
There isn't much of a relationship.
Oh, you actually don't like him?
No, I like him.
But I mean, in terms of the business relationship, like his business of calling in, he kind of has the secret number and all that.
The number's been changed, actually.
Yes. So he's done.
So I will give that number out to Rom and Cowboy Todd.
Ooh, the elite. Yeah. The elite P1s.
And maybe Mo from Largo. You don't have to work for it.
The people you like.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back with more here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Final reminder, you can join me tonight 5 to 7 at Burton's Grill in the Kentlands in Gaithersburg. They just opened up. It's an amazing spot. Great food. Good atmosphere. Happy hour. Got your $6 cocktails, $7 apps. Be hanging out 5 to 7. I have 10 books signed by all the boys for happy hour book signing. So you can join me. And then drive over to MGM National Harbor and get into the mix on the Cakes Classic.
You could do that. You could double dip tonight. That would be quite the feat if you pulled that off.
Mm-hmm.
Getting out there.
That's
a
what
lot.
You'll be doing.
Cards in the air, 7:15 in the p.m. Hope to see you there.
Are you going to go to the sports book?
Sportsbook's amazing at MGM National Harbor.
But you're going to be there basically for three straight days.
I might have to walk by and place a wager or 10 on my way up to the poker room. Right. That sounds like just a great afternoon.
So exciting.
Great afternoon in store. Bubble tea, betting, well, you've got playing poker.
You got the Raiders and the Rams tomorrow. I'm not positive. I think the Raiders will be Skippy's Survivor play this week.
Okay.
You don't know it?
He hasn't made it. I don't think he's made it official. You don't have to make it until tomorrow. I think
has
he
tried to reach out to anybody, like on a message board or anything, to reach out to the other guys to chop and to go together, you know, make multiple picks?
Oh, I don't know.
Try to get to the end
together?
He told
me that's what he was going to do like 2 weeks ago.
He might have. I have no idea. There's still 70 people still
available. Yeah, I just don't know how they're going to get it down to.
70 are still alive. Well, people are running out of teams, so you're going to have to start taking dicey teams on in you know.
For sure. But
50-50 matchup.
But it doesn't seem like it's out of the realm of possibility that they may still end up with 5, 6, 7, 8 people at the end.
That's a strong possibility.
Is he watching the games that he's picking start to finish?
No, he doesn't watch it. He just can't handle it. In fact, this past week, when Seattle was playing, because he had Seattle, he went to his grandkids' soccer game.
Okay.
That's wild. He already has grandchildren.
Grandpa Skippy.
He's got grandkids. In fact, I think he's got 3.
But I mean, how
they're
old
step
is he? Is he
grandchildren,
age? Is he 52?
Well, it's
53?
Not his biological daughter, right?
Right. But, I mean, 52?
He's 52, yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's, but it's starting to be grandparent.
But he went to the soccer game of the grandson, and he said he would check the phone every 15, 20 minutes. That's how he was checking updates. I was texting him, too.
I would be on the edge of my seat watching every play. There's no way. If I had potentially $6 million coming my way, I'm watching every second of every play.
He can't do that.
Elevating my blood pressure the whole nine.
No, you can't do that.
I'm living and dying with it.
I'm sure Cakes is like this all the time, like with fantasy football. I like playing fantasy football. EB's completely out.
Yeah.
But I like having one team, maybe two teams. Like one of the leagues is to use the golf term, hit and giggles.
Yeah.
It's father, son.
Yeah, you don't care.
It's like dads from the team that I used to coach and keeping together. There's no high stakes there. I don't even think there's money on the line. Like that's just a straight up for fun league.
Yeah.
But now that I got suckered into a couple other leagues, like peer pressured into it, the tension I feel, man.
Sure.
Like I was like dying for one more Pat Freiermuth catch.
You understand?
You know what I mean? Like you're just like, can't they throw the ball to Freiermuth one more time?
Just last week, it was the Titans game, and I can't remember who they were playing.
I don't like it.
The Titans, Derrick Henry
Titans
catches
were playing
a swing.
They were playing the Eagles.
Might have been the, no, 2 weeks ago, whatever the last game was. Anyway, Derrick Henry catches a swing pass. He takes it 70-plus yards, almost scores a touchdown.
Oh, fumbles.
Ball gets knocked out, okay? This is a Cincinnati game. Traylon Burks falls on the ball in the end zone. Referee signals. Touchdown. Traylon Burks. I didn't get the touchdown in my league, and I wanted to take my TV and throw it out of my window because my league scoring in one of the leagues I care about, they don't award you points if it's for whatever reason, if you don't catch it and run into the end zone.
Yep.
And I guess it counts as a fumble recovery touchdown. Didn't get points. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to riot. I was despondent that I didn't. That's what fantasy does to you.
I'm telling you, I had so much. I don't like when I have so many teams in a couple of, you know, for me, I don't have high stakes like Cakes, but I am in a couple $300 leagues.
Sure.
And all my teams are pretty good. They're not elite.
No.
So I got to do a lot of tinkering.
Oh, so much tinkering.
And they're all in kind of like that 8-5 range or whatever it is. And well, it's just
you're
a lot of anxiety.
If you're 8-5 or 8-4 or 9-4, you're making the playoffs.
I would give my kingdom for an 8-5 team in one of my two high stakes leagues because I have the flip flopped record.
Yeah, you're done on that one.
It's dead. It's called.
What's your record in the other high stakes?
8-5, but I'm grasping at a playoff spot. Just grasp. Just let the grasp.
Well, out of the 6 leagues I'm in, I've definitely made the playoffs in 2, and I'm grasping at a 3rd. I know I'm done skiing 2.
Yeah.
Done.
Dead.
But do you even care, like, when there's small stakes? Like, that's a problem. I've never been in a high-stakes league. And so, like, once the team starts sucking, I don't care.
No, small stakes, I don't care.
But if I was in a big league, then I would care.
But I'm actually doing well. Do you think I care about the Johnny League? No. I love Richmond John.
No.
Set this league, so, like, John's in it. Lindsey John's in it. Right. I'm in it because I'm John Paul. No, you have to have John in your name.
Eric, all of my leagues are 100 to 150 to 160 in entry.
I mean, you don't want to lose $100, but I mean,
if you win or you make the playoffs, you can make a few $100. Add it up over the course of six leagues. I mean, you know, you can make $1,000. I don't know.
I guess. It just gets so stressful, and then, you know, and it's just like, oh, F it. No, I don't know.
Well, I mean, in two of my leagues, I am saying F it.
If I was in a big league, like for me, big money would be like if I was in a $1,000 league.
Oh, I would never do that.
I would. But that's the one that would that's the one that would get my attention.
Everything combined, I'm in $1,000.
Yeah,
I'm with three college.
You're spreading out your risk.
Three college and six pro, easily $1,000 entry.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just get so frustrated.
It's frustrating.
I just want to make the playoffs.
It can be intoxicating when you're doing well. It can be frustrating when you're
and
not.
And this week hurts because there are six bye teams.
Yep.
What's six?
You know what? I should do this. We could do this as we get
is this
closer.
The last bye week?
It's got to be, right?
I think it's got to be.
Or at 15, there might be two teams on bye. But there's no more. This is it?
This is it.
This is the last week. Mm-hmm. Good.
What is the last week of bye.
What's going to be what are the games they're going to show? Like, what's the 1 o'clock game they're going to show here locally?
The Eagles-Giants game.
Yep.
At 1 o'clock? All right.
Huge game.
Yeah.
You can implications.
Watch Jalen Hurts cement his MVP status
That'll be on Fox. I bet you the CBS game will be the Jet Buffalo game will probably be on CBS.
No, Ravens.
Oh, yeah, Ravens.
Do you have Red Zone? Because I watch all the games.
I actually do not anymore.
Oh.
I have the NFL Network version or one of them.
Game Day Live.
It's not good.
That's a delayed version.
It's delayed and it's not good. It's not good.
They do show more stats on the NFL game day.
Stop being a squeaker. Pay up for the Red Zone.
I might.
No, I get it. I had the free on YouTube TV, and they took it away. I had to pay for it.
Yeah, see? Yeah. They got you with the freebie.
All right, got to get out of here for Bish Bucks Cakes. EB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley next here on The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.